Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
There I was with the old man, stranded again, so off I'd ran. A young world crashing around me.
That's Nancy Wilson, one of the Heart Sisters, one of the Wilson Sisters of the band Heart, I should say. Sister Nancy on guitar. 23 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me, and we're having a good time here on the Small Business Advocate Show, and we're having a great visit with our new friend, Kevin Cashman. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. You can find all kinds of things there that will help you with your small business, whatever you got going on, wherever you are on the time continuum of ownership. We got something you can read or listen or watch there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Kevin's book is called The Pause Principle, Step Back to Lead Forward, and Kevin is a longtime entrepreneur, business owner, author of many books, and including Leadership from the Inside Out. Many of you know that book. Kevin, thanks again for hanging out with us. We were talking about the pause principle. We were setting the table, so to speak, in the previous segment about why I believe small business owners must find the time, budget the time, be dedicated to budgeting and sticking with the time, even if it's just an hour, even if it's early in the morning, even if you have to leave and go off somewhere, find the time to look around you, to get out of the trenches a little bit. That's the reason why I think your Pause Principle is such a good book for our time right now, Kevin. One of the things you talked about earlier in the previous segment was the Pause Principle from the inside, and then we started talking about it from the outside. Can you talk to us about that a little bit more?
Yeah, what we've learned in, you know, coaching leaders over the last 30, 40 years is that when people pause inside out, they develop their own self-awareness, self-knowledge. What do I have? What don't I have? How can I be more effective? And that's really important, but not sufficient. They also have to pause, as you pointed out, from the outside in, mm-hmm. meaning looking at customers, looking at their team, looking at their organization,
the industry,
looking at the broader trends of the industry and the marketplace and so on. And when we pause, you know, right at that cusp of inside-out self-awareness and outside-in marketplace and customer awareness, you know, that's a sweet spot of having a successful business and stepping back for the right things.
Well, one of the things that I think is, there are two things that I think it takes for small business owners to pull this off. Number one, they have to find a way to go where this kind of thing is going on. And one of those places, and I've been encouraging small business owners to do this for a long, long time, and that's go to your industry annual conventions. Find a way to go there, because when you get there, you'll hear people. Number one, you'll be away from the hubbub of your business, but you'll also hear people talking about your industry, talking about the future of your industry, threats, opportunities, etc. What do you think about that, Kevin?
Well, it's crucial. You know, it's strange that, you know, people don't think of reading or going to a convention or networking as a pause, but it's a very, very crucial pause. You know, we're stepping out of our day-to-day hubbub where we're just, you know, going faster and faster and doing mm-hmm. more and more. And we go to a convention, we see new ideas, we hear different perspectives, we make new contacts and friends.
It'll change, you know, folks, associates. It'll change. I think if you've never been to one of those, I think it'll change your life. What do you think, Kevin?
It can, especially.
I've never gone to one of those without coming back thinking. Let me put it this way: almost everyone I've ever gone to, I said, I don't need to go to that. But then when I get back, I say, man, I'm glad I went every time.
Yeah, and I think if you go with the intention of learning, the intention of discovering new and different things that make a huge difference, because you might question more, you might listen to more. You might go with an attitude of adventure and exploration, and it'll make a bigger impact because the openness is there to learn.
Right. And don't wait till you're desperate to go, folks. Start doing it right now. Another thing, Kevin, that I think is really important is what I call firing yourself and promoting yourself. This is, to me, one of the best ways to get to where you can actually have the ability to pause is fire yourself from jobs that other people can do now that you thought you could only do once upon a time, and then hiring yourself or promoting yourself to jobs that nobody else can do. What do you think about that?
Well, it's crucial. There's no way to really grow a business unless, you know, you get out of the weeds, delegate it to other people, multiply yourself, and then move on to the bigger thing yourself. So you have to do that. But some people do it, some people don't. So what's the question? You know, why are some people able to, you know, fire themselves and hire themselves in a new way? And what I've seen, the big variable is people that step back and really understand, what am I really great at that the business needs now? You know, what have I been good at before but maybe can be systematized and given to others? So at the core of the ability to fire yourself and rehire yourself is self-awareness. Self-awareness of what do I have and what does the business need and how do I need to make that shift?
Mm-hmm.
That's why you have to step back periodically and take inventory. What is the strategy saying we need to do? You know, where can my gifts really be applied there? And
right.
Then what do I have to download to others?
Kevin, I've got to wrap it up for now. We want you to come back again, though, because you got more to teach us. Tell us how we can find you and your book, please.
Yeah, you can go to my website, cashmanleadership.com, C-A-S-H-M-A-N, leadership.com. You can read articles, order books, learn a lot of stuff.
Okay, and of course, I'm sure it's available wherever books are sold. The Pause Principle by Kevin Cashman. Kevin, come back soon. We've enjoyed having you here today.
Thanks a lot, Jim. Take care.
See you next time. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.